Genesis chapter 27. And it came to pass that when Isaac was old, and his eyes were dim, so that he could not see, he called Esau, his eldest son, and said to him, My son. And he said to him, Behold, I am here. And he said, Behold now, I am old, I do not know the day of my death. Now therefore take, I ask you, your weapons, and your quiver, and your bow, and go out to the field, and take me some venison, and make me savory meat, such as I love, and bring it to me, that I may eat, and that my soul might bless you before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spoke to Esau his son, and Esau went into the field to hunt for venison, and to bring it. And Rebekah spoke to Jacob her son, saying, Behold, I heard your father speak to Esau your brother, saying, Bring me venison, and make me savory meat, so that I may eat, and bless you before Yahweh. Before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command you. Go to the flock and fetch me from there two good kids of the goats, and I will make them savory meat for your father, such as he loves. And you shall bring it to your father, that he may eat, and that he may bless you before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, Behold, Esau, my brother, is a hairy man, and I am a smooth man. My father may well feel me, and I shall seem to be to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me, and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, Upon me be your curse, my son. Only obey my voice. Go fetch them for me. And he went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiment of her eldest son Esau, which were with her in the house, and put them upon Jacob, her younger son. And she put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands, and upon the smooth of his neck. And she gave the savory meat and the bread, which she had prepared, into the hand of her son Jacob. And he came to his father and said, My father. And he said, Here I am. Who are you, my son? Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, your firstborn. I have done according as you bid me. Arise, I pray you, sit and eat of my venison, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, How is it that you have found it so quickly, my son? And he said, Because Yahweh, your Elohim, brought it to me. And Isaac said to Jacob, Come near, I ask you, that I may feel you, my son, to see whether you be my very son Esau or no. And Jacob went near to Isaac, his father, and he felt him, and said, The voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy, as his brother Esau's hands, and so he blessed him. And he said, Are you my very son Esau? And he said, I am. And he said, Bring it near to me, and I will eat of my son's venison, that my soul may bless you. And he brought it near to him, and he did eat, and he brought him wine, and he drank. And his father Isaac said to him, Come near now and kiss me, my son. And he came near and kissed him. And he smelled the smell of his raiment, and blessed him, and said, See, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which Yahweh has blessed. Therefore, Yahweh give you of the dew of heaven, and the fatness of the earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you, and nations bow down to you. Be ruler over your brethren, and let your mother's sons bow down to you. Cursed be everyone that curses you, and blessed be he that blesses you. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob, and Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac his father, that Esau his brother came in from his hunting. And he also had made savory meat, and brought it to his father, and said to his father, Let my father arise and eat of his son's venison, that your soul may bless me. And Isaac his father said to him, Who are you? And he said, I am your son, your firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, Who? Where is he that has taken venison and brought it to me? And I have eaten all of it before you came, and have blessed him. Yes, and he shall be blessed. And when Esau heard the words of his father, he cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, Bless me, even me also, father. And he said, Your brother came with subtlety and has taken away your blessing. And he said, Is he not rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times, and he took away my birthright, and behold, now he's taken away my blessing. And he said, Have you not reserved a blessing for me? And Isaac answered and said to Esau, Behold, I have made him your ruler, and all his brethren have I given to him for servants, and with corn and wine have I sustained him. And what shall I do now to you, my son? And Esau said to his father, Have you not but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even bless me also, father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept. And Isaac his father answered and said to him, Behold, your dwelling shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven above. And by your sword shall you live, and shall serve your brother. And it shall come to pass, when you shall have the dominion, that you shall break his yoke from off your neck. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, The days of mourning for my father are at hand, and then will I slay my brother Jacob. And these words of Esau, her elder son, were told to Rebekah. And she sent and called Jacob, her younger son, and said to him, Your brother Esau is touching you, doth comfort himself, proposing to kill you. Therefore, my son, obey my voice, and rise up and flee to Laban, my brother, to Haran, and stay with him a few days until your brother's fury turns away, until your brother's anger turns away from you, and he forget that which you have done to him. And then I will send and fetch you from there. Why should I be deprived also of you both in one day? And Rebekah said to Isaac, I am weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, such as these which are of the daughters of the land, what good shall my life do me? End of chapter.